We are meeting this morning to consider the first draft report on the 2012 medium term by the policy statement. I guess that this report was not many people saw it. Last Wednesday. Yeah. But we've been doing other things as well. We're reading other things as well. But, okay. Let's start. The issue is that starting. With communication, you remember? But that's also to Mantim. Other members, with respect to the issue of communication,
we should have gone to the parents, actually. We should be meeting here for the first time.
It doesn't work that way. Now, other members, I think that around the communications, remember, we said that it must appear tomorrow. What I picked up was that they are already appearing before the student committee. We tried to get the select committee to work with them, but it was clear that it was not possible. Now, the request that I wanted to put to the committee is that can we use tomorrow afternoon? In fact, we have started applying for tomorrow afternoon so that we could, that's why we could finalize the communication thing and the report, and maybe then the other days, I mean, this will put a lot of work behind us, because if we don't need them tomorrow, it might mean that the only time now that will be open is Friday. So that's why then has the appeal only that we meet them tomorrow afternoon, so that we can just put them aside and finalize the report. Well, we said we must make an application to the health care. The health care normally gives it to the secret, communicate with all the what we call the weed, but we can be excused from the health. Vanilla? But also, I think that myself, I should make a follow-up also with the house play and the chief. You know, because that application is not approved until chief has signed, and the chief starts with the consultation with the other chief. Then I hear that the court has been before us. Can we then look at the first page? Where is Alan? Oh, you're here. Okay. The other thing is the progress report on the progress on the trip to Africa. We're still waiting for the response from the Fika tribe, but there has been misunderstanding between the house chair and could I say with myself, because what the Speaker has requested is is whether we have finalized the report of the other trip, whether it has been adopted by the committee. That's one thing. But the second thing, that they are raising is the difference between this trip and that trip. But with respect to that, and the report as well. Yeah, what is it that we're going to benefit differently from that we have not benefited from the Arab trip? I'm saying the house chair is saying, so the question from that they are raising with the speaker. Now, I informed him that this trip was supposed to run simultaneously. But we thought that let them run, take one at a time. But as far as we are concerned, this trip is supposed to have been one trip. And therefore the report is supposed to be one report with the different, what you call, experiences.
Can I ask you that when you were in the process, that they were also two committees, two different members on the chair, and the reality is the speaker.
Now the house share that we're giving, and sometimes I assume that they the house share, because one house share is responsible for committees, no? And so that is the house share that we normally relate to as a committee, because we relate to, he's responsible for committees on behalf of the speaker. Now you're raising this question to me that look, submitted this report, but this is what the speaker is raising for me to know those questions of clarity. So it's a chronic with raising those questions. No.
It's not about who.
No.
No, it's only.
It's not either way. Because if you don't respond to it, will not have responded. It can create what we call a challenge for us. Chronic, as you know, he is in the office of the speaker. He is acting on behalf of the speaker. In fact, all three of what we call the house chair, they are acting on behalf of the speaker. So the question that they raise, I assume that arise from conversations that they have had with the speaker.
What I don't get, the Ghana has a different,
I think that maybe the frustration is the bureaucracy, you know, bureaucratic processes, because you can't get straight to the point. You can't get straight to the speaker to know if the trip rejected. The trip, I don't think that I am thinking along that way. All I'm thinking is just that they are being difficult, but I think that the trip also the trip, I suppose that it will go on. Whether it will go ahead for now in November as we want is something else, but the trip is off. It's not what you call it, it's not off. Because the thing that I think that they are holding up the trip, I don't think that they are major what you call the issues. It could be the issue that I think that the disagreement, that the real part of the disagreement that we're hearing is around the report, whether we should have presented a report. But I've spoken to Darren as well. Darren has told me that, no, the report is almost ready. Yeah, it's not ready. We could adopt it, but the objective was not to adopt one report and the other was. The intention was to have one report, because the issue was that is to have this developed country's experience and the experience of in the developing countries what is happening like our case in Africa. So I mean that was the original idea. To them they say that you have something. I think that that's something that we are just trying to put out. Hopefully, I want to speak to them today. I want to insist, like you are saying, that the department is ready.
No.
I think that the date is not a problem, because the 25th is Sunday, 24th is Saturday.
So they have
yeah, if they have it's just getting this agreement from here. The people are holding the whole thing is Parliament. It's Parliament. If Parliament can say yes, the issue of the gate will not be an issue. If they say to us 24th now, I'm sure those people who are traveling will ready themselves for the
24th.
Yeah. Now let's do it today, especially now that we finish in on the 20th. There's no reason why we can't, because the trouble comes out of the people.
The concept now is
that
we're going to release Okay. Mamza. No, it's principle. Principle. It's not about the final ambay.
Since when? Honourable members, Just come to the report on page 1. One of the parts says he has seen the report. I guess everyone has seen the report. Is that understanding? Or do we read the report or we go with page by page? Sorry? Now, I think that we, Honorable Antagana, I propose that let's do the water process and then we go to the recommendation, to the findings and the recommendation. We'll not read it. We'll check the if there's only correction on each page. Yeah. Honor, sir?
This is on page 1, the third bullet point. Let me take it off. It says the proposed federal justice is a conditional ground for quality and federal government. And then it says, if any. So I think that they are proposed to federal justice, if any. But you see, they are proposed to send the justice.
And where is that?
Yeah. It was required to send a report on the point of view. Proposed to send the justice. And they are. One thing is just take it. This is correct. Just take out the word in. Just take out the word in.
It's from the X. It's from the X.
Yes.
The minister is what I am saying to say. There is a judgment, then that's
what I'm saying. Now that paragraph. That paragraph is related to the text. I think they have taken the act of the party. That's what the act says as the role of the committee.
One of the
parts of the legal work is
to keep it
now I will try that from the act, so we leave it.
Okay.
Any other comments? Page 2.
You see, the person who notifies that the interim explanation of the third paragraph after the death of Scott would include from 98. I suppose that the death of Scott would be worse, wouldn't it?
William Temp by the framework. I think because we're using the financial year, let us be consistent around 2013, 2014, as we do 2014 and 15 and so forth. After the paragraph that Honorable Swab was reading from, it said 2013 medium term budget framework. 2013, 2014. The following paragraph again is 2013. So we're happy with phase two. Phase three. You're right, it's not supposed to be capital letter at all. I correct. And then let's make it capital letter. Because it's a name of a program. The 2013-2014 budget. Let us use one what we call a consistent language that we use for financial year. 2013-2014, 2014-2015, and so forth and so forth. Can I go? On this page, on the third line from the bottom. The 2013 budget makes available 10 billion.
You see what I'm here?
Yeah.
No, it's fine, 2013 budget is 14. But on the second paragraph here, the 2013 budget framework refers to the NTEP, proposed NTEP, which is a 3-year framework.
Sorry?
On the second last paragraph, when it is a 2013 budget framework, it refers to the MTEP 3-year period. So the official name for that is 2013 budget framework. So it refers to 2013-14, 2014-15, and then the
year after that. If it is a name, then that's why we say in the name. Normally we identify when they are returning what we call in capital letters. In other words, it's what we call the FDBS is saying is at generally we use the financial year.
Can I just explain the first part? If you look at the second last paragraph.
No, let's ask first, okay. Get people to know where we are. Yeah? We are on paragraph 1, 2, 3, 4. We start with the 2013 budget framework.
Yeah. Yes. What that means, it says, speak to the proposed framework for the 3 years, beginning in 2013. Hence, it would say in the sentence, it refers to the following financial year, 13-14, the year after that, 14-15, and the year after that, 15-16. So in all, in the rest of the document, when it's the 2013 budget framework, it refers to the 3-year MTEP, which is what was tabled in the MTPS, the proposed budget for beginning in the following financial year. Okay.
Where in the water court is saying
The proposed composite framework for the 2013 budget provides a total spending of 2013
Now, I think that I see what you written in the MTPS itself, but I think that the issue is that the budget is normally done as this year. I mean, if the budget flows from the 1st of April, 1 year, to the other year. Now, when you say 2013, for instance, it kind of confuses now, because it's not stretching to, it doesn't clarify that it's going to stretch to the other year, at the financial year. It's better when we say 2013, 2014, the language that everyone, Dr. Sade, understands.
Okay, so in that case, if we proceed, then the first line of the second paragraph, we would rather remove the 2030 then, and rather say the budget frame provides for.
Yeah.
Okay.
Page 4.
It's on page 4, honorable member, yes.
Okay, any other correction there? Okay. Page 5.
Thank you.
Hey, I haven't picked that
up. Yes, that was page 5.
I'm not telling you, it's since we have all these remarks from the university of
people. Okay. So page 6.
No, like I could say, but I'm just want to ensure that I'm keeping pace with everyone. Page 6 is fine?
Yeah.
7, honorable affair?
And it's fine.
I thought you were raising your question.
I'm offended standing on my head already.
So we paragraph, we hit the start of the language, Aras say the commission was condemned at the start tenor by FNF members. Aras say about high turnover.
Okay. I won't go to fight with anyone.
Page 8. Are we happy with page 8? I'm just trying to internalize this conditional grant of NSR. My understanding is that the conditional grant is just meant to bring the interim period. I thought that that's what they were proposing. Am I right, sir? The one and page 8 comment. Under health, So it has to outline the main objectives of the it's 1, 2, 3 after health, starting with regard to performance of the NHI grant, conditional grant. No. I think I haven't.
Okay, alright.
The last paragraph.
Yeah. On page 9.
What are we saying? What you're saying there is that there needed to be a role defined for the Department of Basic Education and the public works.
No.
Oh, on top, ne?
We know.
Next time we'll know.
When you say bottom, you mean top.
Okay, so the very same paragraph, ne? The third one. On health, ne? The committee noted the proposal for NHI commissioner grant to be changed from Schedule 5 grant to Schedule 7 grant. NHI grant should be able to cover services at provincial health centers. So what you're proposing, that maybe we should clarify the difference between Schedule 5 and Schedule 7 and the benefits thereof. So we noted the suggestion.
I think the suggestion is
better than the other.
So you would say one proposal is not very clear and not proposal is not clear. But you say one proposal is not very clear.
But yeah, I was just going, precisely going to come to that. That what is our what you call it? I
think I have come to the same. What are you saying to us? Because they are saying that this is a suggestion that they are putting. I think that's why I kept on probing you, Commissioner, that you needed to assist us that they came to us. You invite people to come and present to the committee. Now they come to us and say, this is what we, from our side, say we are proposing. Now, as a committee, it means that the committee must go and deliberate, are we agreeing with this proposal or not? So if yes, it means that somewhere, we must, what we call it, here, maybe we, your language, no team and what do I say? I don't want to get into that, but I think that we need to say to ourselves, now, with this proposal, are we accepting their, whether it's called a concession or a proposal, are we putting to Parliament to look at it as proposed by them? And they explain to us that if it is done like this, this is how they think that it will tighten the grant in order for the NSI to be able to, yeah. So we need somehow to take a resolution as a committee with respect to that. So that's my
question. And especially that when the plan to grant it was 75, it is a control of the program to what they want about it. That's what they are concerned. And they said, on this basis, the president said, if you move from
75
to 37, because that should be paid also from a national level, they should be able to speak to it that the primary has a strong basis of plan. And we contribute to what makes we should also support the deficit to move from So now the suggestion to me is this. So because if you want the national health insurance to practice to whatever crime that has to do with the infrastructure that has to be the goal of national health insurance, if you consult from the minister from the national level, because we always talk about this concurrent issues, where the money that we're giving to them, where they use it to address other issues and grow into this important piece of national health insurance. That's what we're doing. We need to answer about federal health insurance. It's very, very good. And if you want a strong national health insurance, so that the DAP is saying, that proper infrastructure is a kind of general. Thank you.
we must recommend. Yeah, I think that's what Thomas Nasir, that's what Thomas Nasir is giving this point, in that at the end, if we agree with them, we must then recommend that because they are saying this to be done like this, we support this proposal from them, that it be taken for the reasons that she has already actually given. Yeah, now I think we're coming nearer now.
No comment on this ground.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. The proposal by the Human Services Research Council, I would urge the committee to think carefully about it. Because what happens is that in provinces, especially at the local level where you have hospitals in charge of supply chain issues and so on, you find that the risk in terms of adhering to the rules and corruption and so on, it tends to be higher. Hence, you find that threats are reluctant to allocate the funding to directly to the hospitals. So it's something that we need to think carefully about.
No. The proposal is not saying that. The proposal is saying the grant resides with the National Department. That's what the Vatican is saying. So that's what we are adopting here, that it resides at national. So that responsibility remains with national of allocation and
stuff.
Chris, then thank you very much. Any other comments? Why are you hesitant? Is there a suppressing of the... No, don't speak for honorable Natagan. No, you didn't comment. Sorry? Yes, because we have two membership cards. But we have said, I mean, nobody has said no from the proposal that one of my people said we must accept it. Nobody commented. We assume that you're no longer there.
No,
you have moved. Yeah, no, there's something that you want to raise. You said you are a bit reluctant.
No, I think I'm interested in another question.
Why? No, but it helps us on our own, Chagana. It helps to clarify things. So.
Oh, you have repeated now, totally.
Okay, are we fine with the 9, Honourable Sir? Honourable Matagan?
Yes. Okay.
We want to know if it's possible to
What I would like to say is that the explanation around this is what Kobe Mashiko was saying. I think we should start as our starting point. And I think there are two questions that we're asking. I think this issue of corruption is not really the main issue, but the main issue in my understanding was that the Minister of Health said it in public himself that our problem with our health system is that our primary health is not what you call it, it's no longer focusing on promoting primary health. So but the issue now that the proposal that they are making is that they have noticed the main issue that Comrade Mashiko is saying that was said by them, that we are agreeing with them, is that once the grant goes to the province, I mean, as this committee, we have been to provinces because there's a lot of understanding on the grant. But if the grant is a Schedule 7, National has got the power. Now, it means that if it is not functioning well or what, National must take that responsibility. But it is National's what you call a intention to ensure that the NHI works.
What I don't understand is that it is now, where the grant is now.
Yes.
The Minister and Department has not been told about it. They can't tell them what to do. I'm saying that there's nothing that they can see. Or they can't.
No, you're quite right.
They're doing intervention where they are. I'm saying that it's not working. Why is it not working? Because if it's not working, then we cannot intervene. Then it's a different thing. But if why would you start at to take it to their hands if they are powerful that now when it goes in their hands, it is less. Because the people are paying you, they can intervene at any time. Then people are paying you then. I'm not saying it's saying this, guys, because that we need to come up with all these things. Do they have been thinking that National is going to be in this time when it is now?
And that the parents really said that I was not on that and so really wanted that and for said one kind of project. But I think that it has been very new.
Yeah, yeah.
And it could go through. But it's 1 year old, I think. Mm. 1 year old. It came with this meeting, and I think what I'm saying is that now to put it in place, there must be this kind of project. But why is it
I think the question. I think I want someone to respond to this question directly. The question that Comrade Yengen raises is that if it is a grant, not a grant name, but as an, or if it's a grant, you know, conditional grant given to a province, isn't national supposed to have the power to respond? Because it's a conditional grant, it is given on condition there are a conditional, what you call a requirement, that you take this grant, you need to do 1, 2, 3 according to this grant. The issues that it is raising about, if you're not doing that, there are supposed to be intervention from the monitoring, from national departments, so that if then you're not following those conditions, those requirements, national is supposed to intervene. That's why it is conditional. It's not just a, what is it called?
Equitable
say. It's not just an equitable say, where people can exercise their own minds about how to use that, that money. They are supposed to use it for that, and the conditions are there on how to use it. You wanted to make an effort?
No, sir, I think that the grant is conditional, I mean, just like that. But the report, I think, if you remember from time, the national, the director general of health came to a community, and he spoke about the fact that they are going to be going to need some of the MDGs, and the reason was that the promises were the official will share, but the first part
I agree with this colleague that because it's a fairly new, and maybe some people are monitoring it very much closely from what I picked up with SSRC, but they are monitoring it very closely. But also, they might be picking up in their monitoring some of the issues that they think that if it is not done like this, then it could help. But I think the question is the question that you raised, I think if this stands, it's important that this is a conditional grant. It's a conditional grant, and those are the conditions of releasing it. But a conditional grant means that that particular money still falls under the national department. It's the national department that gives it, national department that has, if you look at the business revenue, that's why there are clauses to stop from selling it when the national department feels that the province or the manufacturer is not performing. Then they have the right to stop as a condition. But maybe now we are, I'm not sure that we engage very closely with this But the other question that you were raising, I didn't catch you very clear. You were saying we must be careful sometimes to ship grants because we are the people who raise those questions of the things. We were just talking about shifting resources from one place to another, or just generally changing grants from one people from one source to another. Give them a chance.
How much have we been against as a community? And how much has the national government attempted to do? In any case, there are some of what we can do. Because it is more complicated than they have it. Because I have to implement in the community. So I don't really know it. In terms of our own thinking.
Okay, can we then go back to the word noting? Well, can we go back to noting then? Because if we noting, Prophet Mathew is correct that this grant, in fact, is not even completed yet. It only started this year, 2012-2013. So that's why. But maybe we should notice so that we can have better discussions with the council to understand exactly their proposal. It's clear that for now, we don't understand it for now, why they are proposing it. So we leave it at noting as I'm proposing.
Why do you think that the government is so good that we have to come back? What do you have to do? Because we I'm not very sure that it could be fixed because of the reason that we have to do. What do you have to do is call the government and the national government. The national government that has been saying that even if I'm in charge of the government, it's not working. But what is that he has done as a minister? What are interventions that he has done to make this a contract work? What are you doing? What are you saying? Why are we anything? Why are we not intervening? Ourselves?
No, I think that, honourable members, the question is raised to us. I think it's important that we engage. My understanding, is that the reason why I said maybe we should leave it at noting, not at agreeing, so that we give it a chance. It's going to be very early days. If you remember, when we undertook that bus trip with the province, the initial people was to say, let's see, this is NHI is going to work. They say, no, but this money has been allocated, they've just been identified this year, it's early days. So that's why they will focus then on the infrastructure things that would constitute the NHI. But even now, with your motivation, I think that I'm agreeing with them. We are agreeing with your motivation, but maybe for now, maybe it's 80 days even to call the minister or the province for what. That's why it may not be correct to say we should invite the council now, but I think that we should give these people a chance. Just allow the grant to go for a year to be spent, so that they are able to, from that, to be able really to have monitored it properly and seeing where are the weaknesses or what. But I think their main focus is that in order for it to succeed, there should be this element of primary primary health care sent out that should be established there. I think that's the only part that I understood them. But engaging, I think we do need further engaging. But I agree with people who are saying the grant is fairly, fairly new. I agree with you that there's no need to panic for now. Okay, agreed. We'll come back to it then some other time. But let's just flag. I think it's important then that it was flagged.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
When I
this competition, you know, this effort, it's a very the committee notes that the that implementation of NSR. Now, but I think that now you're right. This information, maybe the committee, maybe what that paragraph, we could rephrase that paragraph because it's also not correct for us that we have noted this, we have made this observation ourselves. I don't think that we will be correct, but I think that this issue was raised by HSRC that there is this what you call understanding that they saw. But I do think that maybe for us, I'm not sure, I'm not making any decision myself. I think that it's really at the hands of the committee. But Commissioner Seko has also made that this grant is pretty, pretty new. You know, to be, if well, it's over 6 months now that it is there, we can work because there's nothing stopping us to say, let's get progress on the implementation of this so that ourselves, we don't depend on what we hear because we'll be doing that because HSRC has flagged what their observation. We want to hear it ourselves so that we can take them whatever decision that we want to take. My suggestion is that let not be the committee that noted the information. Let it be the HSRC, because we as a committee have not what you call it. We're not saying this. We have not made this decision ourselves. But thank you for bringing it to our attention. I don't know, Kamal, how are you feeling about what I'm saying?
No, it's fine. I'm just thinking, but when I look at the RPC, this money is for the actual budget of ICT of the area, not the control. That's how I'm saying. That's just the money they wanted to grant for the ICT. So
right now, the grant for...
This container grant is just for the ICT, maybe the other thing that I
I don't know. I think we should let's make sure that all of us we are at the same level of understanding. For me, it's important that we have that understanding, all the same understanding. Because this grant, as we say, is a new grant. This grant was is the first one that was introduced to say to those districts that have been identified, established. It could be the ICT, I can't remember now the details of the grant. Sorry?
The details for the grant is
on the screen. Develop frameworks and models that can be used to roll out the National Health Insurance pilot. in history, and central hospital, critical to achieve it.
The grant that was prepared innovations necessary for implementing NHI on a test health system strengthening initiative and support elected pilot district implementing identified service delivery innovations to strengthen the resource management of selected central hospitals. So that's the purpose.
To create infrastructure. Infrastructure would do those things like ICT, the systems, to put systems in place.
Yes, come.
How do you
We have agreed on that conversation, but I think the question that we are responding to was to say to where Prophet Mukula wanted to know what is the purpose of this grant. That's all we are trying to do.
So
for
I think
this one must be rephrased. That is not us. It's us. Yes, it's not this after. Okay, thank you.
The going slow, but I think that we're doing the right thing.
Okay,
Mr. Mkwenya.
Now it's noted.
Okay.
Yeah, it's primary health care. It's primary health care. Noting, not agreeing, noting. Yeah, okay. What they said, yeah. Okay. Sorry? On page 10. What are the
slides? The last one is
on page 10.
Yeah.
there are still no firm available from the UAE to do unemployment. Unemployment will not be unemployed.
No, 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 I'm not about it. You can talk about it. You can talk about it. Man, have a con who opened it. Sorry? I'm not for a situation. Okay. On page 9, we'll come to page 10. Somebody has a picture on page
10.
I just
look,
I wonder if it's going to go back to page 19, paragraph
3. Okay. Paragraph 3 of education. Yeah.
For me, my instinct for this to make sense.
Effective teaching and learning,
My submission is the whether we say successful classrooms are coming to the enrollment as heavy teacher learner ratio. The conducive environment that facilitates effective teaching and learning would need to take up for classrooms according to the enrollment as per the TIBA learner ratio. You think of classrooms are equal to the teacher.
But the condition was
a conducive school environment that
facilitates
effective teaching and learning would need to cater for classrooms according to the enrollment as per the teacher learner ratio.
Okay. It was perfect yesterday. You said perfect.
What is that?
Yes.
Oh, me now.
You ask me.
If you take up a government, said he's born in 300 feet with a carriage of God. So he went to the standard. And what he was saying was that the situation should be what he was saying. In the past.
Now, Honorable Ramadagan, my understanding of what Honorable Minister is saying, I think it's more of the terminology, because this verse, I mean the old one, that was there, it said that were ordered, learner numbers that were limited in terms of a building capacity, That is the size. That's the one that it's changing in terms of the language that may be spoken and education. So. Mm. But even this one, the original one was saying the learner number must what's called a take that introduce the building capacity into account. Not what is happening in our school, which has got 60 to 1. Yeah, I want you to, have you captured that wedding?
Maybe what when I went to front of Satani is also taking, I'm not married to what I've sponsored, but the sense, everything you read, you understand. When you read it now, you speak of school environment, you speak of really capacity to say school environment, but in one way, that's conducive. And therefore you break it. When you speak of conducive school environment, you bring it up all these other elements.
But,
and then of the enrollment. See enrollment, you know what normally happens in school? You enroll learners, not learners. And I think here, it says that if counselors also the debate also has to say, you just can't enroll without considering the ratio, you know.
Any other comment then on page 9 we're done? Okay, we are on page 10 on the last paragraph. Are there still no firm proposals on alleviating youth unemployment? Okay. So it has a collection. Okay, so we're done. All our members told that we are here until after 12. After 12, other people will need this room. On page 11. 11. On page 10. Oh, okay.
Even better if I take out the streamlining guidelines. But in my mind, I said the most important thing is the number of standards that we all care about for that infrastructure. For the rollout of uniform quality school infrastructure. That's what I'm going to read what I suggest to be. I say the formalization of knowledge and standards of school infrastructure was important for the whole house of uniform quality to the
That's important for roll out. For the roll out. The roll out of school infrastructure. Yeah. That one, that's kind of the wedding stress of you, the successful wedding. The roll out of school infrastructure.
The roll out of the uniform quality.
Of uniform.
Quality.
Infrastructure.
Why I'm presenting the first? Sorry, just to comment on that.
No, so commercial, before you comment on that, you're saying the rollout of school, of uniform quality school infrastructure. Uniform quality school infrastructure. National. Okay, so you were about motivation. So. Is the word formalization fine or implementation?
Formalization
fine. Okay. Can you just go to the first paragraph again? Yeah, if there's no what you call the correction or improvement, we take it as final. No, listen to me.
The committee noted that formalization of norms and standards for school infrastructure was important for the rollout of a uniform and quality school infrastructure nationally.
I agree with that.
I'll keep it as a syllable. I was to learn in foreign with it.
Deleted.
But I can please.
No, deleted.
We accept all the changes.
You accept changes in the paper.
Okay. No, I remember, but I think I don't think that that issue of land came out during the presentation, but I know that in the earlier discussion, so was it raised in this because I know that in the past we have had discussion about the nonsense status, that in some schools there's no what at all, there's no space. So you want to qualify? Or when you are qualified by or where possible?
No, it's because we know we can have it.
No. Now you're reading something else. What I'm saying in terms of this what you call, do you want us to, but my understanding is that, sorry, honorable members. Sorry, honorable members, let's come to the first and take this as problematic. Now the issue, oh yeah, card managing has put it. The issue that, my understanding is that you are agreeing with Nomden,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But the issue is that, are they practical?
Some way they must be the recognition of the format disadvantage school, which can be because of its age. So that's why I'm asking that if we added the word somewhere, where practicable, where possible.
Just to accommodate that, or you have a specific way?
No, I don't
have a specific way. Because I just wanted to add where possible, and but sometimes I thought that the best way to improve our own what you call school is to say, I mean, is to have this way and leave it that this is what we want. Because once we open it ourselves up, we will be opening it, I know in housing, for instance, IPC is good, but not one school has got a hall, you know. But so because we say where possible, but if we remove where possible and say there are norms and standards, so that if there are issues, the practical issues that you're raising, but those minimum standards are met somehow.
But remember, I have already raised an example of school that I know. Where 10 million was budgeted for the school to be improved.
Mm-hmm.
But it has to be taken back.
Because of faith.
Because of faith, where teachers will have to share class, so two groups in one class, the two teachers, they can't compete. You know, all those dynamics that I'm also trying to say, they are those challenges, they are them. Those are all
practically.
Mm-hmm. We can have it in paper, but we are not going to improve or upgrade in those areas. I'm not saying what you must say, but I'm saying there are also those words which educational community take context of better.
Now, my question is, I'm going to follow.
No, there is a thing of money. Because you know that we have a thing. And when I look at it, we are not going to do it. Because we have a thing of money. But what you're trying to say is cutting the law on this term like this, then it means it's going to supply. You understand that the big challenge is obvious too. But when you say going forward, because when I'm at the school I've been doing, and there's still no school of supply. Now we are saying with this that the market is not used. We know we've got our own things there. But cutting the law going forward, let it be uniform, and I think we will deal with them as we come along with the challenge. And because there is going to be uniformity, either way it's going to affect them, it's a total that's going to be wrong. But it will be able to affect them. There are no agents that will try to let them move them to the uniformity. That's how I
look at
it. But we are having some discussion, you know? And I understand you, ladies and gentlemen.
No. Let me
tell
you. Okay, but that's just to expand it on what you say. I thought that it was well said.
No, I'm not saying.
Yeah.
That was the
problem with putting it there or setting it up is the effective defeat of the purpose of the American approach. Because wherever possible, everything is going to be there. So I think the zero condition of that kind of public would pay one and the principle that you want policy, uniformity, predetermined standards for normal schools. So, and it does not say that you must have more to ask. First, from now on, you will have to agree that these are norms that you have to comply and comply with the norms. Because the only thing I was talking about is that if you say whatever process, you're not going to get it. Because everybody will find a reason to address the problem with the word whatever process.
Can I say I'm not for the word process? I understand the institution that happened. But I wanted, I thought maybe we somewhere have a way of also acknowledging that particular fact. Now even small and small, it doesn't mean that I'm okay. You can't be, but in a valley like you can't have a living. What could be the plan? And I thought maybe some of the low approach. But I'm not saying this means you must say that. The final.
Okay, but my understanding, so from what I hear, is that that word formalization of norms, assume that there are no norms of standards. Now let's have norms of standards. Taking into account, I think that, I mean all of us, where we come from, these things we know they don't exist. But I think that explanation that says, assuming knowing where we come from now on, you want to have the same what you call a school standard. Any child who's from one school in a rural area going to the urban area, at least the school needs to have that, those norms of standards to say for a school to be a school, these are the requirements. So that everyone knows what are the basic requirements. I think that the issue then of what is currently there, I think we're raising this because we were taking from what we know that currently exists. How do we turn this thing around? Truly, I think colleagues are saying we're not going to start this school, the new, the old schools all over again. But where possible, it means that we would like this school to be like any other school. I mean, we say this school must aspire to be like schools in the urban areas, anywhere in the cities, anywhere. So, I don't know if we do what is called the
That's known as the standard of everybody.
not for a certain part of the population, you know, for the area, I mean, for everybody. What was the standard that you did with that thing?
Non-chem. Kerana apa tu anda perlu usir ke?
No, kerana usir
berbunyi.
Oh,
Usbar itu. Okay. Wah, sorry, your head is. Now, I think you're quite right that if we put this way, it's not that weird to have implications. But I think what here is being proposed, you're quite right that the London standards are required in each sector. Health has come to us, if you remember, they said we have, or we are establishing, I was told that they, when the health was there, that already health has established the normal standard in health. Now, I think what is being said here is that education, that as a principle, must establish the normal standard. That must agree that there's a need for establishing normal standard. Once we cross that bridge, then we'll come to issues of budget and whatnot. But so that I think that way Flores was explaining that you know, we're saying from here there should be normal standards. If issues of budget should be those, I mean, they should not necessarily be an issue. But everybody must know if there are normal standards. It means that everyone would know that if you build in schools, what is expected of you. Today, people just still what. They make their own designs, and because there are no nonsense startups. So the issue here is, let's have this nonsense startup. The committee noted that formalization of nonsense standards was important. So we just want to have this nonsense standards in place. Education must say yes. That's all. But you quite right, comrade, that once nonsense standards are there, there will be implications for budget. There's no doubt about that. I'm not sure if I got you well.
We don't know what causing up this issue of lot of analysis in 2008. The admission then must include everything in our own sense. Because the matter of everything that we expect is nonsense standard. Maybe the education one, they need more admission that will increase the issues like that.
Sorry? No. But I think that as this committee, all we are saying, we are calling for is a nonsense standard. I think that the other details will be looked at by your portfolio committee and whatnot. But we want them to say what we are pronouncing is a broad principle. We want nonsense standard. They might say yes. If they say that they, then the question follows, when are they going to be computed, finalized, and what? But not then, I'm going to go to the intention, you know, the... just the last sentence there, say concern was expressed by the committee, at the lack, not by the committee, at the lack of clearly defined role for what you call, not by the committee. So the 8th of 3, that race, that matter. And the HSRC, I remember somebody raised that 30% has got problem of capacity itself. So that's why Department of Education, Department of Health, and are now deviating, wanting to make sure that they have capacity to monitor this infrastructure delivery themselves. But what are we saying about this sentence? One, it's not us with concern, it's HSRC that raised concern. But
it's not what we are. It's not what we are saying as a committee. We have never agreed on that.
the public way. The attention that I'm trying to draw from us is that if we are agreeing with this, what you call a consent, we must agree with it. My suggestion is that I think I agree with what you say, but the truth is fact of the report. But these reports are requested by us as a committee. We should be able at the end, like this report is doing at the end, to say this is a view of the committee on this matter. If we are going to make a follow-up on something, we should be able to say we're going to make a follow-up on this and whatever observations that we have. I think that is important because now it will be difficult if we don't have a view. Because at the end of the day, when they present to us, like we're doing today, it's important to say, are we agreeing with this view or not? If not agreeing, I think to me those discussions are very, what's called, useful, like the one that we had on air, for instance. So that somebody who asks us about attributes, it's important that we have a view as a comment. Christina, wanted to say something.
It's something often they come up with issues that is in the school. And some of them, they dwell on the issues that we discussed. And issues that we have raised in the department. So all these issues were not only set and discussed, but it's an issue that we have been talking about in our head of community. In the end of the room, and the role of public health and the role of the Department of Education. Some of us are with you. Every time, whenever they come up with these with the stories of why they are not coming up, we have been building them. So it does not really mean to have to go back to the source of the public health community. It's really we can talk about this thing here. Or you can just say a history, you don't want to read it. But whether you are aware or you also said the same thing, it's what you've been saying all along.
I see what they got there.
What you have been saying, unless we are a member, that will be another thing that we can say. You know directly, and it's not the other top function.
So, should we say then the committee agrees, or what concern was expressed by the committee as a lack of a clearly defined role?
What do you want to say? What do you want to say?
Yeah, I want to summarize what we have discussed in through now. Sorry? Yeah, we're here for that.
Well, you know, so why I'm asking you to ask that? You know why I'm asking you to ask
that. I don't
because
know.
Because you are going to allow everybody else to talk. And you know, I don't want to get to them. But some of these guys, these two three guys at the end of the year, I know what to do with basic education in the
whatever that means. I can't fail the comment. We have been doing this all of a sudden. I'm speaking to his words. No, Comrade Damatakana wants to assist us. Comrade Damatakana wants to assist us.
I'm helping on what I think you should say before.
Yeah.
Yeah. But there's some point of pressure.
I think it's defined.
Yeah, so when it's time to get this time again. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when it's time.
So these are findings. You know, I think that we have. I agree with colleagues that there is a concern about this. But all that we encourage the other departments to have is that to have that unit themselves, so that for purposes of monitoring. Of course, but the main function, it can be with education or health or with anyone. But I don't know how to put it here. Because I don't know what you know. I don't know what you know.
I don't know the other department, not this unit, but now the department that can be called on some of that thing is the AUR women, you know, very, very well. but one who brings it up is just a very important thing.
I'm Padang Apol. I think I'm there for Padang Apol. What is it? Sorry? Okay, sir. I'm not sorry. Calling what I wrote.
I'm not going to go to the hospital.
Okay. We're going to page 11 now. So the employment, youth employment was corrected, yeah? Okay. On
remember that when people did the thing that you must keep it everywhere.
But you have been talking about it. I thought that it's a cocker's view that I'm asking for.
No, I'm not from the Christian Democratic Party.
She has no party. She has deserted the party. Don't even talk about ID. Now, before we come to that, I thought, Honorable Yeri, do you have some? 11. Infrastructure, rural development. Professor Jacob.
I have, on page 13, a dream.
And what is that, Arab Amaran? We have 14. Yeah, 14. Tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, but we have up to until our first spell, almost there now. Hence the proposal. On airline, but if we could, what we call it, you wanted to say something? Yes. What page is that? Yes. Well, honored members, tomorrow we are doing the findings and the recommendations. And my own suggestion is that if we could reduce these recommendations to as few recommendations as possible, and these recommendations, if you read them, you may find that it does really, they are almost on one thing, around planning, but we have broken them down, you know. Maybe if we could use other ways, we can have fewer recommendations. But let's go and have a look at them. On that note, where are we meeting tomorrow? We like the way to talk about tomorrow, but we suffocate here, you know. Okay, tomorrow is G46. Oh, G26. 9 o'clock. Yes, so during the day today we will around what they call the communication. Yeah, I think during the day today we will let honorable members know about tomorrow afternoon, but we put a proposal for communications to come tomorrow afternoon. Okay.
Yeah. Proposal from our sister and the four times to the training at 3 in the morning, but I don't even have time to discuss planning and things like that. For this plan, this is just a lot of money.
I'm informed that on the 20th.
Yeah, there's a proposal that the waiting for the testimony
What happening on the next day?
To comment it or what's happening in the morning. I think also a team of the
people. Well, what Karen is saying here, excuse me, is a proposal from the House Chair that on the morning of the 20th, the day when we are debating and to be helped and the adjustment of proficiency, that we be briefed in the morning. As joint committees of finance around the parliamentary budget office. Not for that day. Sorry? Not the last day of. No, it's not the last day of the house. There are other programs. The last day is for Thursday. Yeah, but thereafter there will be
Commentating?
No, no, no.
Okay, so is it time to meet or to get this briefing on the morning of the 20th?
No. I'm just coming there.
Yeah, there's a debate, there's adjustment and MPBS, they're combined together. Like we did last year. Everything, so different debates. One debate is for the schedule of vote, the other one is for MPBS and adjustment. The two debates. It's a two in one, eh? Yeah. Something like that. Yeah, the program is
remember the
there's 90 minutes for the debate on MPBS and adjustment appropriation. 90 minutes for that. There's another 90 minutes for the schedule now. That's all right. And I hope that Patrick can stop making good stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, tomorrow morning I'll be able to respond. I just want to look at the program, then I don't know what is in the program now. Then we can come to that. Tomorrow we should know. Yeah. Not tomorrow, we'll know. Best thing tomorrow. Now leave it. But remember, the meeting stands at the end now. Sorry, what is something?
I was going to call you.